better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, I'm back. I don't know about you, but I'm sweating. And it's not too hot where I am, but I'm sweating. I am just absolutely drained just listening to Dr. Keyes. Anyway, very interesting past hour. I think we learned a lot about Alan Keyes, and I don't know what you think, but I'm going to invite those of you who are on the line. We'll take your calls. Those of you who did not get everything in that you wanted to get in, you can still call back. But we had so many calls tonight, we just ran out of time. So please forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. And Leslie, I'm sorry we couldn't continue. But those of you who want to come back on and give me your feedback, your opinion of what Alan said tonight, and whether you think he's a viable candidate and stable and of, how can I put this? Do you think that he really and truly represents Christian theology or Christianity in any way on some of these issues? You certainly are welcome to give me your view, and I will give you mine, too, if you want. And I enjoyed having him on because I think we learn more about the candidates when we personally give them a chance to talk to you. So that's why I let you do most of the talking. I certainly did a little, but I tried to do as little as possible. One thing for sure is that Alan Keyes is very combative, certainly very aggressive, and I think he can raise the visceral level in answering a question to a very high pitch. And no question about it that he can be highly aggressive, which is opposed to being just assertive in his response, almost like he's taking a personal offense at questions of policy and questions of issues. But in any event, my own opinion is he does not have the temperament to be President of the United States. Not that we've had Presidents of the United States who have had much temperament, but my own opinion is that his approach, his combativeness in responding to some of the questions to me indicates someone who is not too stable in some respects, okay? And I'm just trying to be very kind about it, but that's my opinion. I like some of what he says. I agree with his premise, but I think he unfortunately contradicts the very premise that he embraces. When it comes to Christianity, I don't see where Jesus Christ would condone us financing a regime that kills Christians, Palestinians who are Christians, never mind Arabs, never mind Muslims, never mind Islam, never mind anyone else. But to kill Christians and pay for it and to steal their land and rape their people and their children, I don't think you can make a moral case for it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can make a moral case for plunder and stealing and genocide and killing. I don't know. Quite frankly, I don't think so. But anyway, we'll hear your views as well. But I can assure you that, in my opinion, I think Ron Paul stands head and shoulders above Alan Keyes as a Christian as well as a libertarian. That's my opinion. You may disagree. You may agree. We will take your views, your comments, and your calls when we continue on the program. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Very good show. Very interesting topic. And I will have him back again. Believe me, I will have him back. And Ron Paul is invited to attend this broadcast right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So don't forget, our number is 800-313-9443. All right, you newbies, and we got a lot of newer callers tonight. 800-313-9443 is the number to get online on the phones with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Please support the network. Get online. Support it with your prayers and donations so you can continue to hear these kinds of forums and be a participant as well. Be right back now with your call. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and we'll go to the phones and get your reaction to our guest tonight, Alan Keyes. Let me start with Charlene. And Charlene, you are on the program. Hello, are you there, Charlene? In Missouri? Is that you? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Charlene. You are there. Yes, you're on the air with me, Rick.
Okay. I totally agree with your summation of what Alan Keyes presented.
Okay.
And I do not think that morality can ever be legislated. You can't legislate adultery or murder, or it's not Christians that are going out aborting their children. And I doubt whether many abortions are going on in what he calls terrorist states. It just seems to me that we haven't had a moral leader for this country for some while. And there was, when I grew up, there was a lot more morality than there is now because the culture has been totally changed.
You mean it didn't come from the government? The government did not legislate morality?
Well, we haven't had a moral leader for some while.
Well, about 100 years or so. But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, look, when you go right back to what you're saying is true. Despite the corruption of Washington and the phony facade of pro-Christian presidents, we had a far more moral society years ago. Not perfect, certainly not without hypocrisy, but far more moral than we have now with all these people proclaiming their love of Christ running for office.
Right. Well, also, How can we say, hey, we should get back to godly principles when we are killing over, what, over 100 million, is it now, or a million Iraqi people?
Well, it's not quite 100 million yet, but give George Bush time.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't care if there's 50. What business do we have if we...
Well, they're terrorists. He said they're terrorists. Dr. Key said it.
Yeah, he ought to really study the book Wrongly Blamed.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't want to read that.
He seems to think terrorists should be dealt with harshly. They have proven that we had terrorists that are about to blow up bridges in New York, and that they were quite elated and came to take pictures of what happened.
Well, they're our friends, remember.
Yeah,
we have a bonded relationship with them.
With those kind of friends, who needs enemies?
Oh, Lord.
It just seems to me that, you know, if Christ came back to earth right this moment, he would have the exact same things to say to the leaders of so-called Israel, which really isn't Israel at all. If he'd study the Bible, he'd know Israel was gone from there way back in Assyrian times.
Well, that's the problem. When you embrace false theology, you're going to embrace other false premises, and you're going to embrace a foreign policy based on them, aren't you?
Right. He doesn't seem to. He wants to protect people and the children that might be aborted in our country, but he doesn't mind spraying them with depleted uranium and killing off the mothers and the newborn babies. In another country, he'd be a respecter of persons, which God isn't.
That's not just, is it?
Not hardly.
And if that's not just, it's not Christ-like. It's not Christian.
Christ said, you've heard it said, hate your enemies. I tell you to love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if all the money spent on hating and killing were spent on loving, then we might have a chance.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Charlene, thank you for putting it so succinctly. Thanks for hanging on, all right? 800-313-9443. Our lines have been jammed all night tonight. Otto in Texas is next. Otto in Texas. Hello, are you there? Otto just left. He gave me an earful, though. All right, let's see. Now we have, I believe, Mike in Nevada. Hello, Mike. You're on the air with Rick.
I listened to that last half hour. That's Keyes is just more proof that the Israeli lobby has everybody wrapped up. Same thing.
You think that he's bought and paid for? Do you think he really believes?
He's a smart man. He knows those buildings in New York were blown up. He ain't going to come out and say it. But he can't do anything. And the same thing, look, everybody in your radio station is hot on Ron Paul. He's going to do the same thing George Bush did. Everybody voted for Bush because they were sick of Clinton. And the minute Bush got in, the shit hit the fan.
Be careful.
I'm just saying
now.
I don't even trust Ron Paul. I hate to say that, but I don't.
I understand that. That's why we have this forum, to give people a chance to speak out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, your views are just as valid as anyone else's, and we don't have to agree or disagree. We can choose.
Yeah. So, I just wish you all, you guys like Ron Paul, good luck. But I think when he gets in, if he ever gets in, he's 75 years old. I mean, I don't know what he's up to. I don't know how much money he's going to keep after his campaign is over with. He's out there, he's getting some people going, and just hope.
One thing about Ron Paul, seriously though, he's been elected, and he has a track record of being elected to office. Where has Alan Keyes ever been elected?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm not saying that Alan Keyes, I wouldn't vote for. Look, I haven't voted for very many years because I don't waste my time with it. Because I've seen too much of it. Right before Bush got elected, he said he doesn't want any troops around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on what was it, C-SPAN or something?
Yeah.
So look, if these guys go to Washington, they're going to do what they're told.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what they're going to do. I don't care who you put in.
I'm very disappointed myself. I have been for a long time in Alan Keyes because, see, once again, we have a candidate who wraps himself up in the flag and the Bible and unfortunately really stands for neither.
Yep.
When it comes right down to it. That's the tragedy. It helps discredit America. It helps discredit the Bible. And it really gives our enemies occasion to laugh at Christ. I believe. That's my personal opinion. I'm sorry if I'm coming down hard on Alan Keyes, but I can't buy into his theories and into what he's saying in the name of Christianity. I just can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with Ron Paul.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it. All right, Vicky now in Idaho. Hello, Vicky. You're next, Rick, on the air. Yes.
Hi, Rick. That was a great segment.
Which one? The first whole hour, you mean?
I listened to the whole thing.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I think Alan Keyes kind of drank the Kool-Aid.
You think he drank the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
Anybody who he's a political person, so he has to know what happened during the Reagan administration.
Oh, he's not stupid. No.
And I voted for Reagan twice, and I really liked Reagan, but that was before I got on the Internet and started reading and researching. And Reagan was one of the worst presidents we ever had, and he's the one that is...
Now, why do you say that he was worse? I'm just curious.
Because he's the one that started all of the free trade stuff that was a fraud. He's the one, under his administration, they started the structural adjustment programs down in Latin America. He's the one who appointed Nicholas Brady to the Brady Commission to re-engineer the way that the stock market was managed, putting the Fed in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you just go right down the list, you know, and... just about all the bad things that are happening now started...
He said Ronald Reagan was our greatest president.
If you think that moving to a communitarian government, having our government, having our country destroyed through the North American Union, if you think all of that is really wonderful, then you got to love Reagan. But personally, I like the United States. I'd like to keep it a sovereign country. And if you feel that way, then you couldn't possibly like Reagan or respect what he did.
I agree. I never voted for the man.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't voted in any election for a Republican or Democrat, for that matter. I've always voted independent or third party if I voted that particular year. I mean, I did vote for Pat Buchanan in the primary, just to get him out of the primary. And, of course, I would never vote for Pat Buchanan again, because I think he's sold out, too.
Well, I'm not sure, you know, who I can support. I was supporting Tom Tancredo, but then I found out that he supports the fair tax, which isn't. So, I don't know. I guess it's Ron Paul.
Well, I mean, if you're going to vote for a presidential candidate, the one with the least baggage, I think, the one with the least amount of evil in his personal and strategic votes is Ron Paul. I mean, he's not perfect. Doesn't walk on water. I don't think he would say that. But of all of them, he definitely is head and shoulders above all the rest. No question about it. He has a track record, and he's been consistent, I think, on virtually every vote.
Well, I have to agree, grudgingly, but I have to agree.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for checking in, Vicki, from Idaho. All right, and we'll take more calls. Let's see if we can squeeze in one now. Joe is next. Hello, Joe.
Once again, Rick, this is one of your, you know, really good shows, and I compliment you. It was worth your sweating. You know,
well, I didn't want to, you know, I felt like jumping for Alan a couple of times and leaping for his throat, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to let you, the audience, do that.
Right, and I think your audience did really good. And I think you're
great.
I think everybody in your audience can see right through this guy. He did his best, and all he did is showed the true colors of Washington, and he is good at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like his attacks when he was asked about Ron Paul and then him, you know, using a little bit of cunningness and a little bit of deception to mischaracterize what Ron Paul is saying.
Yep.
That's not the hallmark of a Christian candidate for president.
No, and one of his excuses was Ron Paul wants to stick to the Constitution. And if I understood Alan Keyes right, he said he's for the principles behind it. Well, the principles behind it are what wrote it.
But the Constitution makes it clear, don't you agree? That
yes,
if you're going to amend the Constitution, then amend it. But right now, as it stands, it does not mention anything about marriage, nothing about abortion. That's what the 10th Amendment's there for.
The Constitution is a contract. Now, if you're going to ignore the contract due to some principles behind it, I'm all for the principles behind it, too. But that's what wrote the Constitution.
Well, a preamble, he's confusing for the actual body of the Constitution. If you want to hang on, Joe, you can, okay? Be right back in 3 minutes with more calls. There might be one free line now. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All righty. Well, thank you. And I want to thank our producer tonight, Chris, who's done a marvelous job. He's worked since yesterday, I believe, or 2 days. He's worked a lot of hours, and he's been doing yeoman work here, answering the phones and just doing some fill-in work. I appreciate that very much, so let's give him a pat on the back. And now let's see, we are going to go right back to the telephone and talk to Leslie, I believe. Is Joe still there? I'm sorry. Is Joe still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. I'm sorry, Joe. Hi.
Hi.
Back again.
Okay. I think Alan Keyes is just a perfect example. In fact, he's one of the best. He's one of the better or best examples of what we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. They put him out there because he's good. I mean, there's very few people that can debate like he can and talk like he can.
No, he's a very good talker, no question about it.
And not to put a feather in my cap or anything, but I really feel proud of this. In his response to me, he stuttered. Now, I'm going to play this back. I'm saving this one.
Well, you know, I mean, I didn't want to embarrass him myself, but there were several statements he made that, I mean, I think he left himself wide open tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Wide open.
I mean, he's aligning himself with the most powerful lobbying group in Washington D.C., which has what have they done for this country other than bring it down?
Well, he wraps everything up in a black and white, pardon the pun, black and white scenario. If you're an ally of the United States, you can do no wrong, and if you're a quote enemy of the United States or part of that cabal of lesser than equals with us, then you're a terrorist. And I don't buy that nonsense that everybody can be put neatly into a pack. And everybody can be compartmentalized. If people hate the United States, don't tell me there's no reason. I hate the United States government. I hate what it's doing. And I'm an American citizen.
And so did our founding fathers.
Yes.
They hated the government.
Yes,
that was
so I'm
them.
A terrorist then, that's according right. to that logic. And George Bush says the same thing. Alan Keyes is right in George Bush's
that's
pocket.
Right. And I wanted to ask him 100 questions, but you have to narrow it. All the information we get comes from a media controlled by who? Not the Arabs. So our information comes from a government media complex that the Arabs do not control.
Yeah, I mean, that's preposterous what he said, that, you know, basically he accepts the conclusions of a corrupt 9/11 commission. That's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean that commission report, or should I say reports, because it's changed so much, are
right.
so self-contradictory, loaded
right.
with omissions, that I wouldn't want to rest my eternal salvation on it, would you?
No. Well, that's a ridiculous question.
Well, yeah, because it's a ridiculous notion, a ridiculous, report.
But he said he said anyone that doesn't look at the facts is delusionary, it's just...
That's why I'm I can be flippant too on the air. I'm not in any way saying that I'm perfect in any way, shape, or form. I'm not running for president. I'm not wrapping myself up in the Bible running for president and saying this is what the Bible says. And I think when you do that, then you open yourself up to a lot of speculation and a lot of magnification under the microscope. And he's doing that. And I'll tell you, there's a lot I didn't get into about Alan Keyes tonight, but he disappointed me deeply.
Oh, yeah.
When he says that's what the left says about me, he's not including what many people on the right have said about him.
Exactly. I've been accused of being on the left, ever since George Bush has gotten in office.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to be fair and just.
Right.
And if you're not just and you're not fair and you're not honest with the public and you don't believe in the precepts of treating people as individuals and so forth, in the straight Christian sense of the word, do no harm to anyone who's done no harm to you, you can't tell me that is what the scriptures teach.
And if you can't look at our country and see which way it's going and why, then you have a mental problem. And I'm sorry, the guy is as articulate as he is. He has a mental problem.
I think he's unstable there,
I think he loves money. That's what the problem is.
Well,
I don't know.
I just think, to be honest with you, my personal opinion, and I'm sorry. I mean, that's what I'm here for, to give you my opinion.
Right.
I think that there's a lot of hucksterism in his candidacy. I think quite honestly, he exhibits hucksterism.
He don't come out unless it's they call for him. They need some articulate guy to distract the crowds.
Yeah. Either when you ask Ron Paul a question, you get a straight answer.
Right.
And if he doesn't have the answer, he'll tell you.
Right. And his answers come from the Constitution.
But he doesn't attack in the same fashion as Alan has done. He's gone on the offensive. And I think that his responses are very flippant but mean-spirited. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a vendetta that he has against these people. And I'm the way, the life, and the truth. It comes across as being that way and not humble. And you have to be humble. You say you're a Christian. You have to be humble.
And can I make a comment, too, about the caller before the last one, the guy that asked, he wonders what Ron Paul is actually up to?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I understand where he's coming from 100% because I think that, the done deal is Hillary's going to win, and Ron Paul has to know that. But I'll give Ron Paul credit for at least doing what he's doing, some good by being out there and trying.
Oh, sure. He's taking a lot of heat, and he's subjecting himself, making himself a target.
Yeah, he knows he's not going to win, but at least he's exposing what is good.
He's doing more good in exposing the media than anything else.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen. Thank you very much for your call, pal. All right, we got to take a break. Leslie will be back with us to give her her views and finish what she wanted to say to Alan Keyes. And we'll be back with more callers besides Leslie. Stay tuned. There's room for you, 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Okay, I'm back now. We have plenty of time to talk, and we have more callers on the line. But right now, let's take Leslie once again from Virginia. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Rick, and thanks for allowing me to come back.
I'm sorry I had to cut you off at the end, but we just are out of time.
That's quite all right.
And then, frankly, I don't think I could have taken another 5 minutes of Alan Keyes, to be honest with you.
I can tell you, we always use the term terrorism, and I wanted to say that the middle class is under terrorist attack. How? We have poisonous foods, poisonous toys, poisonous pharmaceutical products coming in every single day. FDA tells us less than 1% of the products are being inspected from communist China. And the point being is that we ourselves have allowed to have these corrupt officials be put in these positions, and we elect these people that basically most are Council of Foreign Relations. And when we talk about terrorism, our dollar declining now will be most likely going to the mayor right on plans with the Council of Foreign Relations agenda. It won't even be worth a dime on a dollar. I shudder to think where it's going to be in the next 24 months. We're spending over $1 trillion a year to police over 130 nations. When we use the word terrorism, I think the terrorism is on the middle class. We have a dysfunctional government. It was Senator from the Arizona McCain that said the number one issue in his last debate was corruption. Now, he got something right, but he himself is a Council of Foreign Relations.
Yeah, he ought to know.
That's right. And he said, also, why should the people don't believe anything we have to say? Well, the reason why is because we judge them by their fruits.
Mm-hmm.
We know what they say and what they do are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a listener that called in. He said, well, you know, you can't tell one from the other if one group gets in. Of course, if they are a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, there is no difference. There is a total conflict between their agenda and, let's face it, the international corporations are funding the Council of Foreign Relations members, I mean, big time, versus a constitutionalist. That is the issue. Who's funding these people and the secret meetings? In fact, when Reagan won the primary, he was told right after the primary in New Hampshire, and because he made a speech in which he had no respect for George Bush whatsoever, him and the secret meetings, he went on and on about it, and then he got a little phone call from Mr. Rockefeller. Mr. Rockefeller reminded Mr. Reagan, if he wanted to go to the White House, he had his choice. Either take Mr. Bush as vice president, as his running mate, or if he expected to see the White House, the only way he would be able to see it is through a visitor's pass. Now, this is the kind of power these people wield.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting that after he obtained office, after several months, the first thing he started doing was downsizing the government. And in March, guess what happens? There was an episode with Mr. Hinckley over the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. Well, Mr. Hinckley's parents were very close to Bush Sr. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but need I say more?
Mm-hmm.
Very tragic.
What is your opinion, if you don't mind me asking, Leslie, of the way Dr. Keyes answered questions and dealt with the issues tonight?
He didn't deal with them.
He didn't, huh?
That's the issue.
Was
he
being evasive?
The issue is we are eroding from within.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about outside enemies. If you want to find out the enemies, all you have to do is look in the mirror.
Yep.
That's
for sure.
The problem. We are the problem. We have to take responsibility by not demanding accountability and ethics from our officials. We are the problem. We are the ones who are allowed to this dismal state that we're in. And if you want to have a spiritual revival or a financial revival or a political revival or whatever kind of revival you want to do, it starts with you and nobody else. So we have this tendency, we have to or let the other guy do it, or we got to, it's always the other guy. Until we learn to do our basic responsibilities, our civic responsibilities, don't complain. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And also, from the lesson from Reagan, what we have learned, and I'll tell you, if anybody can beat Hillary, it is Mr. Ron Paul. Why? Because his contributions was the same level as Mr. McCain at the last quarter. In other words, it's catching on fire, Rick. The word is getting out through the alternative media. The mainstream slime is nervous. And we can make a difference, folks. We can give them a run for their money. But you're not going to get it through Dr. Keyes. His track record speaks for itself.
Well, was he ever elected to any office?
Never.
Well, I mean, so, you know, again, I'm not saying that in itself is the only qualification, but Ron Paul has a record, elected office.
Well, what
and
he did.
He's been there for a number of years.
Absolutely. And he also threw in a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve. And, you know, that made the boys happy. And
I don't think Alan Keyes, and I can't speak for him totally, but I don't think he addressed that issue in any of his position papers, the Federal Reserve System.
Well, he's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now. He's not about to. I mean, no disrespect to Dr. Keyes, but the point being, his issues are very, very narrow. And this country is in distress right now. I mean, right now, why do you think the book number is on the New York bestseller, and you've had him on your show, Dr. Corsi? The word is getting out, Rick. I'm telling you, it's catching on fire. The late,
mm-hmm.
great USA.
Mm-hmm.
It is catching on fire.
Yes.
And believe me, the word is getting out, and people are demanding answers. In fact, when you call the 877, I have to double check, the toll-free number up over the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
the lines are jammed. People are getting involved, and they're demanding accountability. It's your shows and others and other people out here being out front, like Dr. Corsi. And he uses governmental documents, as you know, in his book. But I can tell you, the idea of surrendering our sovereignty and going with the North American Union has got a lot of people upset, and the unions are being exposed for what they are. They no longer represent the workers. Here you've got them going in suit with Governor Spitzer, as you know, to give licenses to illegals. And people are outraged. They're outraged.
Mm-hmm.
They want answers. No more. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of faith and hope for this country. But as far as Dr. Keyes is concerned, no, he is not a serious candidate.
No.
His
he makes general statements. And the one that really ticked me was when he got into the question, and I think one of the other callers brought it up about an attack on Iran and all of this. And he as much as said, we've got to hunt down terrorists and rogue nations all over the world and kill them, you know. And that is not the talk of Christianity. I'm sorry.
But when you don't
give them a trial and you don't know for sure who has done what and for what reasons, then you are engaged in a broad brush attempt at cover up.
Well, first of all, the CIA answers to no one. And this is what people are very upset about, Rick.
And neither does George Bush. Now, George Bush and Dick Cheney have said as much. We don't have to answer any of your questions.
Absolutely.
We're dictators, and this is freedom.
And we want some changes around here. We want some transparency and accountability, starting with our military. We're sick of it.
All right.
And we're sick of the mainstream press giving us false reports and repeating, just like the other day. Here, and he was talking about his when he worked for the State Department. Well, you know, here you have the legal advisor, Mr. Bollinger, and you had the deputy secretary of state lie to the committee about the sea treaty. Senator Webb was chair of that. It's unbelievable how they can get by with misconceptions, false statements, and my understanding, it was a felony. Now, I want to know what's going to be done about it. Why do we have laws that are different for the elite and politically connected than the middle class and the guy off the street? I'm sick of it. And, you know, this is for the world to see.
Yes.
Now, where
Absolutely.
Are the repercussions?
You
so
got
just
it.
Because somebody works out of the State Department, I mean, no disrespect, but let's look at the track record. Let's look at the track record. And I'll tell you, we need some dramatic changes, and what we need to do, Rick, is we need to all pull. Prayer is number one. Two, we need to all pull together. And we're at the crossroads of losing this country, and we've got our choice. Either pull together or continue the silly and selfish divisiveness that gets no one anywhere.
Right you are, Leslie. And thanks so much again for setting the record straight.
thank you so much for your show, Rick.
Thank you again. All right. I appreciate that. That's one feisty woman. That's what we need more of in our audience, and I appreciate when you women call and take the bull by the horns. All right, Aaron is next in Colorado. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Rick. Last hour you said you asked for forgiveness for actually just keeping your tongue tied on this, and actually you're a hero. You're a hero, and the reason is I'm a newbie to this movement. Just been listening the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I pay 10, 15 bucks, give what I can. But listen to the callers. They just pegged Alan Keyes for the guy he was. I wanted to get in some questions to him. I wanted to ask him what he thought about Skull and Bones and mm-hmm. Bush and Kerry, and if he was a Mason. And I know you were just holding your tongue because
oh, yes.
you could have blasted him. And here's the reason you didn't, for all those that don't know, but I'm sure because you wanted the opportunity for him to give the lies and the deceit that he is. And most people think the Antichrist is an evil person or comes in the form of evil. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, but there's people that come dressed and cloaked in Christ robes and mm-hmm. Do good, and they're evil and have evil intent. And I know you're just ready to chomp on the, you just had that, and that's why you're sweating. You just wanted to unleash
well,
that
I'm
fury.
I'm pretty good at having a sense, like a sixth sense. I don't believe in the sixth sense. I know that's not of God. The sixth sense certainly is not. But I'm just trying to say my antennae usually rise and perceive people when I talk to them. And I just don't have a good feeling about Alan Keyes. I just feel that I'm getting a show. I'm getting a theatrical performance. I'm not getting straight answers. And coming from someone who is a Christian, to engage in rhetorical Vaseline is just too much for me. It's over the it's over the pale as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I just think it was a great show. I've been on hold almost an hour just to say
I'm
you're
sorry.
A hero.
Oh, yes.
No, you're a hero. Just listen to the questions that your audience asked.
Oh yeah,
this was not. Can you imagine? This would never happen on Sean Hannity.
No, they won't permit it to happen.
Can you imagine it? This was incredible. I was intrigued. I was it was stimulating. I do have two requests or a comment or request, if you will.
Sure.
Like I said, I'm kind of new to the movement, but you kind of started a program, or you tried to, where one day a week, or maybe it was just I caught you off the cuff, and one day a week you wanted to have new callers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's so fresh, because we continually get the same callers over
right.
and over. I'd love to call in all the time. I work in the summer, I work 80 hours a week, and then in the off season I'm laid off, so
mm-hmm.
I could call, but I
mm-hmm.
don't. I wish you'd reenact that program or trying to get it on.
Sure.
And also,
sure.
all these callers, or some of these intelligent callers that call in night, I've called Sean Hannity's show and called him a traitor, and was on for a while. I've been on Rush's call-in show.
Mm.
Why don't the callers? I mean, some have to work, obviously. Work two and three jobs, but a lot of your callers, they call in two or three times a day to different RBN shows. And like I say, when I'm laid off, I love to listen to Patriot Radio, and I hear the same callers. It would be refreshing if these guys could call the Sean Hannitys, because occasionally there are callers that say the Federal Reserve is not owned by the feds. They're European bankers, and it's so refreshing. I just jump up and down, and then they call them tinfoil hatters. And I know that you have listeners on now. It'd just be refreshing if they called, because giving out information is we want to plant seeds. That's our point. Isn't that our point?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have to call Sean Hannity and be on hold and tell him he's a traitor because he wants national IDs.
Well, that's good. That's good. If you can get by the producer and sneak in, that's fine.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Well, I try, and I do.
And others have done the same thing, sure.
Well, I
that's wonderful of you.
I enjoyed your show, and I do donate. I don't have a lot of money, and you're a hero. You're a true hero, and for biting your tongue and holding it. Next time he's on, let's ask him. Do you know if he's a Mason by chance?
Well, we'll ask him. We'll ask him. And if he is, then he can't say he's a Christian anymore, can he?
Not at all. And thanks. You're a true hero and truth teller. I appreciate you. I try and spread RBN and your show as much as I can.
Well, I appreciate that as well. And keep listening, keep calling, and we appreciate all you've done to support us. Thank you again.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, sir. I appreciate it again and again and again. I'm sorry to be repetitive, but we certainly like to get calls where people do recognize that freedom isn't free and it must be paid for. And I'll tell you, though, if you didn't have this forum here at RBN, what would you really have? There are a few here and there, but for the most part, you don't have the kind of freedom to call in and civilly disagree and quibble with guests and callers and even us hosts. As long as you're respectful and you don't engage in bad language or anything else, we can deal with that. We can deal with disagreeing over issues and perspectives. But that's why it's so important to help support RBN. Tomorrow night, we will have on the program one of our new sponsors here who has produced a video. He's the director of the video, Tom Mercer, on civil liberties. And it's 102 minutes, I believe, and it's a whole feature. So tomorrow night, we will be talking with him. And you can go online and see it, just because you don't have to have the exact web address, but uncivilliberties.com, I believe, will get you there. The movie Uncivil Liberties, you can Google it, and you get a preview of what's to come. We'll be back with more calls just ahead. Dan, you'll be next. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned for more.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're in the home stretch now. I'm trying to get a few calls in. I don't know if we can get them all, but let's go to Dan in Kansas now. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
You're next. Yes, Dan.
Well, I just got to tell you, I was sitting here listening tonight, and I want to compliment you on just a fantastic job that you did on allowing Alan Keyes to show who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting over here. My wife is a faithful listener, and I catch it from time to time, and she keeps me informed on a lot of things. And, you know, Alan Keyes is a very articulate speaker. And he's really good at speaking, you know, from the hip, and he brings up his, statesman-type posture. And it just absolutely blew me away how astute your callers are and how absolutely to the point they were able to put him to the test.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think he really... Well, you know, you can never tell. Maybe he likes torture and masochism, but I don't think he'd like to go through that minefield every night.
Oh, no. And what was interesting is the standard operating procedure was to jump down behind Ronald Reagan's skirt tails as if that somehow or another gives him credibility.
Yeah, well, I know the record of Ronald Reagan. I know the action was one way, but the rhetoric was entirely different. So I know what went on, and believe me, I am no fan of Ronald Reagan's, especially because I adhere to constitutional principles and Christian principles. So for him to endorse that and his position there certainly speaks volumes.
Well, it does, and I think the key there is, though, is it helps to expose what his purpose in this whole process is.
Yes.
You know, I think that he is, in the Hegelian dialectic, he is the antithesis of Ron Paul, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to draw away some of those that are becoming awake.
Sure.
Pick up those that are on the fringe and try to divide so that they might conquer. I mean, they've recycled that, you know, same process in, mm-hmm. you know, just throughout our whole society.
Yep.
And I think he's, I don't believe that he's stupid, and I don't believe that he's naive.
No.
And so, therefore,
so what's
left? It's just like the border issue. It's just like the border issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? One of the things that really helped to open my eyes, because my wife is the watchman. I mean, she's incredibly gifted that way. And, you know, your guys' ministry is one of the tools that the Lord has used to bring things, into our life and help us to see what's really going on. And, you know, When we started looking at this issue of, if we're really worried about terrorism, why are our borders closed? Well, why are our borders open? It's real evident. There must be a side agenda. Well, it's the same thing with Alan Keyes. He's not naive, okay?
Yep, that's right.
And so, therefore, what's his purpose?
I would agree with you. I think there's more here than meets the ear, as far as I'm concerned. Very suspicious. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for that call.
Appreciate
it. Let's see if we could just squeeze in a quickie from JD in Texas. Hello, JD. Okay, he left. All right. Chris in California, maybe. Hi. Do we have him? No time?
Oh, Rick, yeah. Rick, I'm right here.
Quickly, only about 20 seconds,
sir. The didactic... the didactic windbag that he's always shown me.
Uh-huh.
You know, he just... And to cite the Reagan administration... of which he was a part of, he was an ambassador, He didn't even, you know, as far as all Reagan ever gave us was the 86 amnesty. The only good person that ever came out of the Reagan administration was Paul Craig Roberts, the writer.
There you go.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris. Sorry I couldn't get the rest of you in, but we had a fascinating show tonight. Thank you for making it so interesting. Tomorrow night we'll do it all over again, and we will have our guest Tom Mercer, the director of Uncivil Liberties. Good night, everyone.